When was the last time you truly looked at how much time you were spending on your mobile phone and what apps you were using? I did this 6 months ago. I installed an app called Moment on my iPhone. I also installed it on my iPad, and I also installed Rescue Time onto my MacBook as well. I'll talk to you about that later on. But the information that I got, the data that I got from that was staggering, right? It blew me away. And I want to talk a little bit about this iPhone addiction that I had, or I have still. I'm still dealing with it and still trying to find solutions. But really, one of the biggest excuses that we give for most things is time, right? We always say things, well, I just don't have the time to do that. And about 6 months ago, this goes back to December for me, December 2017, I read a book called Work Less, Make More by James Shramko, and it really inspired me to think about, where am I spending my time? Am I doing the most effective things with my time? Am I using my time in the most effective way for my life, for my business? Am I doing the right things? So at the time, I installed Rescue Time on the computer, on the laptop, and I installed Moment, an app for the iPad and on the iPhone. And at the time, I never really did much with it. I thought the best thing for me to do is to collect some data, get some averages, have a look at what I was doing. But I knew that I had a bad habit, right? I have this habit of picking up my phone all the time, right? That I'm just constantly checking my phone. So I wanted to find a way to break this habit. I needed to find out what I needed to change. And like I said, I don't think you truly know how much time you're spending on your phone unless you're going to measure it in some way. And I think for me, certainly, the data blew me away. So I'm going to share with you my current averages with the iPhone, how often I'm using it and how many times I'm picking it up a day. But I also want to just share with you why I feel this is important. This isn't just about content marketing and finding time. This is about breaking a habit, and it's about trying to live a better life and try to be a better person as well. A big part of this was inspired by me, not only by James Shramko, but also by Ryan Holiday. And I've been reading a lot, and hopefully we'll share with you on the podcast as time goes on about what I'm learning from reading from the Stoics. And Ryan Holiday is, I guess, popularizing that for the modern time. And one of his articles is called 13 Life-Changing Habits to Try and Do Every Day. And I'll link to this. In fact, I'll link to everything in the show notes for you so you can go and check this out. But if you just search for 13 Life-Changing Habits Ryan Holiday, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I read this maybe a couple of months ago or a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember. Recently. I even printed it off. I started taking notes on it. I wrote post-it notes, put them on my wall, etc. One of the things that's definitely is a big part of my personal development at the moment, and also bleeds obviously into professional development too, is not just learning about something and reading something, but actually taking the action from it and changing my behavior as a result. So there's a couple of things in this article that took me back to December, thinking about the last 6 months. And here's like two or three things that I took from the article that I've learned that are really important for me going forward. Number one is to do deep work. So finding time, carving out time for deep work is really important for me, especially, and for all of us actually, to do 2 or 3 or 4 hours on a single piece of work to move that needle, to move forward. But very difficult to do in an age where we are continually distracted by things like notifications and our mobile devices, right? So that was one thing. I was like, I definitely need to carve out more time for deep work. I was good at that in the past, and for some reason over the last couple of years, that's definitely slipped. Number two, I need to make better use of my idle time. So Ryan says in the article, there's too much dicking around going on. And it's totally true, right? So for example, you arrive early for a meeting. What's the first thing you do? You take your phone out of your pocket and you start messing around on Instagram, Facebook, you check your emails. You're doing nothing. You're just burning time. You're killing time. And one of the things I want to do is to be able to use those minutes better. And I'll share some ideas with you on what I'm planning to do for that further on in the podcast. And finally, the third thing was finding a way to connect with something bigger. In fact, all 13 things on the article all require time. And coming back to James Shramko's point as well, where should that time be spent? And burning idle time on the phone was definitely not where I want to be spending my time. So the last thing here, which is kind of like the big picture, is finding a way to connect with something bigger. So things like embracing time for quiet, like true quiet, no phone, no devices, just you. Maybe you're, like for me recently, with the good weather, that's been out in the back garden, you know, in the evening, just spending time in the garden. It's quiet, the birds are out, the sky's blue. It's just a really nice, quiet time for me. I don't have my phone with me. I don't have any notifications. So embracing that quiet time, looking up to the sky, you know, it sounds all a bit airy-fairy, but just taking that break, thinking about how tiny you are in the world. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, just thinking about how small you are. Ryan says in the article, another way to do that is to go to the top of a high-rise building and look down and just see all the people. Right, so finding that way to connect with something bigger. So, in short, there are so many more important things to do every day than just checking my phone every 2 minutes. It's almost literally every 2 minutes. It was clear to me, even 6 months ago, that something dramatic needed to change to allow me to start to have better days. So to do deep work, to write more, to journal, to think, to spend time with my family, to connect with the important people in my life, to focus on owning the day. And I think there are, like I said, many reasons why we don't do things. And one of those things is because we don't have the time. We don't have the time to do those things that we know that are important. So my challenge to you, and obviously to me right now, is do you know how much time you are wasting every day, and specifically on your iPhone? So my philosophy here isn't to go from having relatively average days to having the best days I can overnight. So it's not about reading, like for example, Ryan Holiday's article, or reading James Ramko's book and going from like the where I am right now to being like a master at it the next day. Back to what I said earlier, this is about behavioural change. So for me, it's about dealing with one thing at a time until I feel like I've nailed it. So right now, we're talking about the iPhone habit. So how do I change that one single bad habit? How do I move the needle in that space? And how does that then impact everything else? So my philosophy is to challenge myself on one thing, deal with that one thing till it's nailed, and then move on and try and deal with something else. So one thing at a time. I'm not sure if that's the best way to do it, but for me, I feel like I know what I should be doing every day, but having 13 things to change at once just seems like overwhelming. So the best thing to do, I feel, is to break that down and do one thing. So here's the data from my phone over 6 months, right? So 6 months of using the Moment app on my iPhone. I was, on average, using my phone 4 hours in any one day. So 4 hours a day, and on average, 100 or more pickups in a day. So that means I'm picking up my phone and turning it on 100 times in a day and using it for 4 hours. So when we break that down, I'm awake for 16 hours in a day. One thing that I do get, I'm pretty good at, is sleep. We've managed to deal with that, I think. So I'm awake for 16 hours in the day. That means that 25% of my waking day is spent on my phone. That is 15 minutes in every hour. And I'm picking up my phone 6 to 7 times in that hour on average, right? Which is ridiculous. So for every 60 minutes in the day, 15 minutes is spent on my iPhone. This needs to change, right? So how do we change this? The great thing with the Moment app is that you can set boundaries, you can set restrictions, but what restrictions should I be setting? So the first thing, obviously, it's clear, let's reduce the amount of time that I'm spending on the phone, right? So I thought, right, let's go from 4 hours a day to 2.5 hours a day. Really push myself to only spend 2.5 hours every day on my iPhone. That might still seem like a lot to you, but to go from 4 to 2.5, that seems reasonable and realistic to do that without it breaking me. And obviously, you know, side note, I use my phone a lot for work as well. So I have to be conscious about what apps I'm using, how long I'm using them for. So what I would rather get to is less pickups in the day, but more meaningful pickups. So breaking out of that habit of, you know, every 2 minutes or like in between tasks, the first thing you do is reaching for your phone. If I can break out of the reaching for my phone habit, then that will result in less pickups in the day and also less time spent on the phone, and that time on my iPhone resulting in more meaningful time. So perhaps each pickup, I'm spending more time on my phone for each pickup, but spent doing more meaningful tasks. So that's the kind of challenge there. So not only is time reduction important, but actually the number of pickups is probably the most important factor for me. So to go from 100 pickups in a day to something like 50, or a push goal would be 40. So 40 pickups a day, picking up my phone 40 times in a day, checking it less often, but more meaningful, like deliberate. So it's voluntary rather than involuntary. So right now, like I said, it's a habit, so I just pick it up without thinking. I'd rather that was a voluntary habit, or a voluntary action, sorry. I'd rather it was much more voluntary. So my targets in summary are 2.5 hours per day, less than 50 pickups, but ideally pushing for that goal of 40 pickups. And the objective here, of course, is to break that habit, and to make better use of that idle time, right? So what could I do in that idle time? I could read a couple of pages from my book that I'm reading just now. I could connect with my friends and family better. So, for example, who's in the house just now? Where am I in the world? Could I be speaking to someone in the room? It might involve me using my phone, but at least I'm using it deliberately to pick up my phone and like text my granddad or text my dad or whatever that might be. Do nothing. Spend time. Spend that 2 minutes or that 5 minutes doing nothing. Looking out the window, looking up to the stars, looking up to the sky, thinking about, I don't know, your life, what your, you know, any ideas that you have, exploring things. Just explore that idle time in a different way. I think this could open up so many opportunities for me and potentially for you as well. And that's my challenge to you, is to think about how much time you are spending on your phone. You can get the Moment app, it's available for iPhone and for Android. Get the truth about how much time you're spending on your phone, how much time, idle time you're spending there, what you use it for, what apps you're using, and then look at where you could break a few habits, change your life a little bit, change your behavior, and then think about how you could use that time for something much more meaningful. So for you guys that are content marketers, maybe that's the time you're looking for to write something, to record something, a podcast, a video. Maybe that's that time that you're looking for to make that happen for you. Now, I'd love to know what ideas you have on this. Have you had to do this in the past? Have you had to break this iPhone addiction that you've had? Have you solved this problem before? I'd love to know if you've got your own ideas, your own solutions to this. And I'd also love to hear from you if you have this habit right now and you need to do something about it. So you can tweet me at chrismar101, or you can email me chris@cmauk.co.uk. You know I like to hear from you. If you've got any ideas, thoughts, suggestions, bring it on. I'd love to hear from you. And I hope you have an amazing day and that you are enjoying the work that you're doing right now. Don't forget to be awesome. Thanks again for joining me on the Content Marketing Academy podcast. If you would like to join the Content Marketing Academy, you can get yourself a 14-day free trial with no obligation to continue. Just email me, chris@cmauk.co.uk, for your free trial.